Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A Crescent, Iowa man was sentenced to prison in Shelby County District Court last week in connection with a Harlan teenager's death at a drinking party in Harlan last October. 27-year-old Dustin Thomas pleaded guilty last month to supplying alcohol to someone under the legal age, resulting in death. Thomas was sentenced to 5 years in prison. In October 2010, 17-year-old Julio Caceres of Harlan was found unconscious at a party in Harlan. He died 2 days later. An autopsy says he choked on his vomit. Court records say Thomas told investigators he took a bottle of whiskey to the party. According to the complaint, several witnesses reported that Caceres drank a large amount from the bottle. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests. On Saturday, 28-year-old Bradley Allen Conklin of Coon Rapids was arrested for possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The charges stem from a traffic stop on 190th Street near Nighthawk Avenue. Conklin was transported to the Ottoman County Jail where he was held. He later posted bond and was released. On Friday, 37-year-old Timothy Wade Strably of Carroll was arrested for no driver's license. The charge stems from an incident on Highway 71 south of Ottoman. Strably was held in the Ottoman County Jail and was later released. An Audubon woman suffered minor injuries following a single vehicle accident south of Hamlin on Saturday. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Alicia Renee King was driving a 2003 Chevy northbound on Highway 71 when she fell asleep and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle went into the east ditch, struck an embankment, and rolled several times, coming to rest on the left side. King was charged with failure to maintain control. A Union Pacific train loaded with coal derailed Sunday morning in Denison. UP officials say 22 cars derailed at around 6:30 a.m., damaging about 800 feet of the track in Denison. The cause is still under investigation, and no one was injured in the mishap. Some citizens who owe money to the state of Iowa are getting a rude awakening when they go in to renew their car tags. Tom Robinson has the story.
Cass County Treasurer Tracy Marshall says as of July 1st, if you owe money to Iowa, you must pay out before getting car tags.
In July of 2011, a new law went into effect that allows the county treasurers to collect court debt collections, items like child support, fines, court costs, divorce costs. Basically, about anything that goes through the court systems can be collected through the treasurer's office if they put it on your name as a stop.
Marshall says it doesn't matter how much or how old the fine is, it must be paid.
They'll need to pay the fee, and they can do that right here in our office. Some people don't even know what it's for. Some of these are as old as 25 years old, and the amount owed is very minimal.
Marshall says this past month, about one out of five patrons purchasing car tags at the Cass County Treasurer's Office had a stop on their registration. Marshall says it might be wise to log on to courts.com to see if you have any past due fines that you are not aware of. I'm Tom Robinson reporting.
Thank you very much, Tom. A new Atlantic Chamber director was chosen last week. Chamber Vice President Debbie Lysted says Megan Roberts, who started work at the Chamber in December of 2009 as the Membership and Special Projects Coordinator, was chosen as the new director on Tuesday. Lysted said they had several qualified applicants from the area and narrowed the interviews down to four individuals. She said Megan Roberts was chosen because of her background with the Chamber and previous experience. Lysted said Roberts has a passion to continue working with the Chamber. She loves the community and has every intention of staying around for a long time. Roberts takes over for Ann McCurdy, who resigned to stay home with her family. It's day three of the Cass County Fair. Fair Board President Dwayne Ryrick says tonight the Grand Champion Beef Selection will happen at 6:45 p.m., and then the pedal tractor races will be held at 8 p.m.
They've always had a lot of fun. They have put teams together. Each club has a team, and they race. And last year they got the Fair Board conned into doing it too, so we got involved in that a little bit. But
Fair Board member Christy Cunningham said a whole lineup of activities is set for Tuesday, including two new events in the evening.
At 7:30, we start with the swine show, and it is swine show day, so we will be serving Windsor chops for the noon special, hot beef sandwiches every night after 5. So a decorator showcase will be taking place in the community building. Then the meat goat show and the feeder calf show are Tuesday afternoon. And then Tuesday night, we have two new features to the Cass County Fair. From 4 to 7, we will have draft horse pulls down at the grandstand area, followed at 7:30 with ATV horseshoe races. So a couple of new events this year at the Cass County Fair.
A carnival will be set up at the Cass County Fair this year from 1 to 9 p.m. with wristband rides from 1 to 5 p.m. And the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently donated $500 to the Atlantic Little League to support the youth in the community. The fund also supports the Trevor Fredrickson Baseball Softball Clinic each spring, held prior to their regular Little League season. Each participant receives a t-shirt with a motivational saying on the back. This year's saying, "Don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game," was a huge hit with the players. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.